Good morning, everyone. From today's lesson 99, Living with Shiva, Taming Distraction. Throughout your inner investigations and meditation, cling to the philosophical principle that the mind doesn't move. Thoughts are stationary within the mind, and only awareness moves, flows from one thought to another, as the free citizen of the world travels through each country, each city not attaching himself anywhere. When you are able, through practice, to sit for 20 minutes without moving even one finger, your superconscious mind can begin to express itself. It can even reprogram your subconscious and change past patterns of existence. That is one of the wonderful things about inner life. That's why it's inner life. It happens from the inside. Thoughts are stationary and only awareness moves. In Shum language, of course, is called Shumif, Shumif perspective. It's very helpful in detachment. As Guru Davis says here, not attaching himself anywhere, we tend to get stuck in certain mental patterns which we're not totally happy with, shall we say. We would prefer they were different than they are, and we tend to identify those patterns as who we are. We worry, find that we're negative about opportunities rather than positive. We're critical of others. Which is just human nature. The Shumif perspective, identifying with awareness rather than these mental patterns, helps us improve them, helps us move out of them, helps us not be trapped in the patterns themselves, because we philosophically have a different principle that thoughts are stationary and only awareness moves. Therefore, all we have to do, if we don't like the pattern we're in, is, of course, move awareness. We don't have to become a different person. We don't have to do this. We don't have to do that. All we have to do is pick it up and move it a little to the left, a little to the right, up, down, you know, move it somewhere else. The patterns we would prefer to be in are there. All we have to do is move it from the pattern we're not that happy with over to the pattern we want to be in. Doesn't it make it sound simple? Instead of transforming ourselves, becoming a totally different person, this and that, which sounds like really hard to do. How could I ever do that? The pattern of mind we want to be in exists already. All we have to do is move our awareness to it. Much simpler perspective. When you are able to practice, I'm repeating what we just said, this is important, to sit for 20 minutes without moving even one finger, your superconscious mind can begin to express itself. Oh, Gurudev is pointing out something he doesn't say that often in the That's the Course Trilogy. The importance of controlling movement. It's not usually discussed. It's helpful to controlling movement in meditation, to control movement at other times as well. In other words, if we can sit still when we're talking to people, sit still when we're at the computer, not constantly be fidgeting, having a need to move, that creates a pattern that makes it easier to sit still when we're meditating. Whereas if we're constantly fidgeting when we're talking to people, when we're at a computer, then it's harder to sit still when we're meditating. It's just we haven't created a habit. And that the sitting still is so important because it's only when we sit still that the superconscious comes in and can reprogram the subconscious. Gurudeva develops that in the next paragraph. If you just sit and breathe, the inner nerve system of the body of your psyche, your soul begins to work on the subconscious to mold it like clay. Awareness is loosened from limited concepts and made free to move vibrantly and buoyantly into the inner depths where peace and bliss remain undisturbed for centuries. However, if you move even a finger, you externalize the entire nervous system. Like shifting gears from high to low, you change the intensity of awareness and the outer nerve system then is active. Superconscious programming ceases. Awareness returns to the body and the senses, and the external mind takes over. By sitting still again at this point, it is just a matter of a few minutes for the forces to quiet and awareness to soar in and in once again. Sitting quietly in this state, you will feel when the superconscious nerve system begins to work in the physical body. You may feel an entirely different flow through your muscles, your bones, and your cells. Let it happen. That's developing the point, showing how important it is, and that it takes a few minutes to move from one, takes a few minutes to get back inside. In other words, if you move, you're externalizing yourself immediately. And then if you manage to sit still again for a while, after a few minutes, you're internalizing yourself again. So that would mean if every minute you're moving, you're never internalized. That doesn't sound like a good goal, does it? We won't do that. As you sit to meditate, awareness may wander into past memories or future happenings. You may be distracted by the senses, by a sound, or by a feeling or discomfort in the body. This is natural in the early stages. Gently bring awareness back to your point of concentration. Don't criticize awareness for wandering, for that is yet another distraction. Distractions will disappear if you become intensely interested and involved in your meditation. In such a state, you won't even feel the physical body. You have gone to a movie, read a book, or sat working on a project on your computer that was so engrossing you only later discovered your foot had fallen asleep for a half hour because it was in an awkward position. Similarly, once we are totally conscious on the inside, we will never be distracted by the physical body or the outside. There are two ideas in that paragraph. First one is, the mind will wander, and we need to bring it back to our point of concentration when it does. If we criticize ourselves for allowing the mind to wander, that's just another wander. know, it's another extra thought, right? It's not helpful. It's the starting point. The mind will wander and we pull it back. The mind will wander and we pull it back. There's no reason to criticize the starting point we're at, but to accept it. That's where we are. That's the amount of concentration we've developed in our life. We want to increase it, not be critical of it. It's like the muscle. Every time you exercise a muscle, you make it stronger. There's no point being critical of how weak it is in the first place, right? The goal is to make it stronger. That person's muscle is stronger than mine. Then just think about that for an hour. No, you just want to exercise the muscle. So likewise, just because your concentration is what it is, there's no reason to be critical of it. We want to strengthen it by pulling awareness back to the point of concentration. Every time we pull it back, our control of it increases. The second key is interest. Intensely interested and involved. It's another way of saying energy, willpower, and awareness are the same thing. The more interested we are in something, the more energy we have to do it, the more concentration we have on it. And as that interest decreases, then it's harder to do something. If we're not interested at all in something, it's really hard to do, and boy, it just takes forever, right? The more interested we are, the shorter it seems to take. It actually took the same amount of time, but it seems shorter because we're interested. We put more energy into it. Therefore, we need to do what we can to be interested in what we're meditating on. The more interested we are in it, the easier it is to do. There's a Yoga Sutra, Patanjali Yoga Sutra. It's talking about the same area. Puts it in terms of achieving samadhi. The key to achieving samadhi is practice, of course. To practice our concentration, practice our meditation. But he also points out it's dedication, which means interest. The more interested we are in meditation, and the more we get out of it, because we put more into it. Well, if we meditate for half an hour and our interest level is low, there's a certain benefit. But if we meditate for half an hour and our interest level or dedication is higher, we put more into it and therefore we get more benefit. So the same amount of time doesn't automatically produce the same results. It all depends upon It also depends upon our dedication or our interest. I think that's a good place to stop. Om Namah Shivaya.